Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a cutting edge, new, brand spanking new episode of Story Break, back in full force, live from Freddie Wong's 2013 Honda Odyssey. I am Freddie Wong, owner of this car.
I'm Will Campos, motivational speaker, and I'm podcasting in a van down by the river.
Or in Pasadena somewhere.
Matt Foley, motivational speaker joke.
Hi, I'm Matt Arnold. I'm dad first and writer and director second, and I haven't slept in 36 hours, so this is gonna be a fun one, everybody.
I want to paint a picture for the Story Break audience. This is the first time Matt, Freddie, and I have all been in the same room, and that room
for about
is
a month.
We're just three grown men in a dark,
very
it's
dark.
Very dark outside. We're in a dark van lurking outside Matt's house, our faces aglow with our phone screens. As we talk into microphones, I'm pretty sure we look super sketched.
Do you know
whoever
why?
Walks by.
Hey, do you know why we're in a van and not
why
in my house?
Why are we in a van, Matt?
Because even though everybody had like months of heads up, Freddie has refused to get his vaccines, so he can't come into my house
my
kid.
Back your fucking roll up for 1 second. Let's be clear, for the listening folks at home, I completely support vaccines. Number one, don't paint me as some sort of anti-vax nonsense.
I'm not saying anti-vaxxer. I'm saying you're lazy. I'm saying a flu shot takes 2 seconds.
No. That's not why I'm in there. No. That's not why I'm in there. I'm there because the Tdap shot, the tetanus diphtheria shot, I was unsure and spent some time trying to get my medical records back in Seattle on. That was inconclusive. Therefore, I needed to schedule it, and they were booked out a little bit because it's not just a flu shot. I can't walk into a goddamn Rite Aid, pick up a couple of scoops of ice cream.
If I'm a little testy, it's because for the last 36 hours, my daughter, Dorothy, has been saying, where's Uncle Freddy? I wish I could meet Uncle Freddy. I met Uncle Will.
I was going to say, Freddy already did a great story break on that fucking fiction of an excuse.
I can't believe I have wired up the van. I have driven it to Pasadena. I have to accommodate Matt your schedule.
I know this is actually really weird because I think I don't know. I
this
mean,
is we, I'm we going could, so far out of my way to make sure you are comfortable, and then you come in with these attacks, this energy, this unbelievable hostility.
This is going to be a new thing because I guess I accused you incorrectly of thinking children's books were easy. So I think every episode is going to start with me putting
just
words in your
libel
mouth.
Libel and slander. Jesus. All right, so folks, we're broadcasting from the mean streets of Pasadena here. We're going to do a wiki roulette in order to celebrate Matt's coming back. For those who don't know, all the previous episodes you heard were banked. This is back. We're back in sync with time, baby.
It's been like 6 weeks since we actually recorded Story Break.
So we got a bunch of rusty story bones that we got to creak out.
So you jump in with a hard mode. No warming up. We're going in on the Freddie just said. I'm still loose. It's been a while since I flexed these muscles, people.
I haven't really spoken to anybody who can speak back to me in about 3.5 weeks. Other than my wife, who also just nods with zombie eyes as we switch places to appease our crying child. So,
okay, so
it's nice to hear some human voices.
Adults. I love this energy, by the way. So, baby, we got our phones cocked, locked, and ready.
Here's
to
how this works, everyone. Matt, Freddie, and I are all on wikiroulette.co. We're all about to smash the refresh button. We're each going to get a random Wikipedia entry. It could be anything. We've done garlic salt in the past. And then we're going to take those three things and combine them into one awesome movie. So here we go.
Well, usually we pick the best one, but most of the time we end up combining.
Get
all
a little
three.
Bit
all
of
right.
everything.
All right, ready?
We're gonna see how it goes. 2, 1, click.
Okay,
I'll go first.
Okay,
I got the Dartmoor pony. Is one of the horse breeds that have lived on Dartmoor, England for centuries and used for a variety of disciplines. Because of the extreme weather conditions experienced on the moors, the Dartmoor is a particularly hardy breed with excellent stamina.
Okay.
Over the centuries, it's been used as a working animal by local tin miners and quarry workers. It is kept in a semi-feral state on Dartmoor. I would like to just very quickly point out it's an English horse type of pony. Distinguishing features, small but strong, many colors, hardy.
I think we got a good one there.
That's a
English,
good one.
A little English pony.
It's a fine horse, sir.
A sturdy, hardy pony.
Guys, this movie's going to write itself.
Okay.
Just telling you.
What do you got?
Okay, you want me to go next?
Yeah.
Okay. We've done this sort of movie before, but I don't think we can avoid it. James Phillips parentheses, he's a cricketer. So James Phillips was an English cricketer active from 1871 to 1888 who played for Sussex. He was born and died in Hastings. He appeared in 73 first-class matches as a right-handed batsman who scored 1,931 runs with a highest score of 89. So I
only
think,
thing I know more about than ponies is cricket. So,
I think this pony's going to play
some
really
cricket. Quick, I'm just Dartmoor. Where the hell is Sussex?
All right, I got Hubertus disambiguation.
What is this?
What?
Hubertus was the first bishop of Liege. Hubertus may also refer to Carl Gustav Folke Hubertus, born 1946, King of Sweden. Prince Hubertus of, wow, a lot of princes.
You got to pick one.
All right. We're going to go with Saint Hubertus, who's the first link. I feel like that's the most appropriate.
Okay, and tell me about Saint him.
Hubertus. Saint Hubertus, or Hubert, became Bishop of Liege in 708 AD.
Oh,
he's a Christian saint who is the patron saint of hunters, mathematicians, opticians, and metalworkers. Known as the Apostle of the Ardennes, he was called upon until the early 20th century to cure rabies through the use of the traditional Saint Hubert's key. Okay.
Wait.
Sorry, what?
Wait, how did he cure rabies?
With a key.
St. Hubert's key is a sacramental in the form of a metal nail cross or cone. It was used in Europe till the early 20th century as a traditional cure for rabies and was named for St. Hubert, the patron saint of hunters, mathematicians,
wait, I don't understand how that... Isn't rabies
okay, here
incurable?
Here we go. The key was heated and pressed to the area where a person had been bitten by a dog believed to have had rabies. If performed soon after the bite had occurred, the heat had the potential to cauterize and sterilize the wound, eradicating the rabies virus.
You know how that worked? It's that if you didn't get rabies, you didn't die. And if the animal did have rabies, that did not work.
The practice was endorsed by the early church and the Catholic Church.
So he came up with heat of nail, hella hot, and hopefully it'll work.
Okay.
So we've got St. Hubert, we've got the Dartmoor pony, and we have this cricket player.
It definitely feels like we've circled around a location.
Well, I feel like St. Hubert is kind of like our fairy godmother of the story. Like, either that or, like, an ancestor or something. Like, I feel like this is obviously taking place in the 1800s, right?
Okay.
Where James Phillips
This guy,
lived.
Let me throw this out.
Okay.
This cricket player, James Phillips, it's sort of like a Mighty Ducks thing. You know, like Emilio Estevez, he's, like, kind of a bad boy, and he gets that DUI or whatever. So, he's a bad boy. He's out goofing around in the English countryside, and he gets bit.
By and you a think he's gonna pony.
Get no gets bit by, like, a fox or something like that. And then he gets... The Saint, or the key, because the Saint Hubert's key, right? So they give him the key, but when he wakes up, he can hear animals talk, like Dr. Doolittle.
Oh my God.
Okay. And,
he's like in some like podunk town or something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like Doc Hollywood.
Yeah, it's like it's like that's the local folk cure.
Or he wakes up and he's a pony. What if he and a pony have switched bodies?
Like Freaky Friday, but
and
with
they
got to
get that key back.
I like this very loose interpretation of St. Hubert, which essentially just, I guess he's Aquaman on land. So it's just, he found this rabies key.
Aquaman on land would be a very good story break as well.
And he's going to play cricket with this. Okay. I do like the idea of finding St. Hubert's key.
It just screams MacGuffin to me.
Yeah.
I like the original.
The original.
Like the original one actually could transpose man and horse.
If you could do that, like, can't... Wait, what?
Like the original key unlocked the key between interspecies soul transference.
Oh, yes, because that was like the... I don't know.
Was
I don't
James
know why
Phillips.
You would need to do why you would need to go into a horse
Wait,
body.
Does James Phillips become like a what's the pony version of a centaur?
A centaur? I think a centaur is what you're referring to.
A pony is a different species than a horse, right? Or is it just a small horse?
Oh no!
Oh God!
We have reached the limit of my horse knowledge.
A pony is a small horse.
Okay.
So does a pony become a horse?
I feel like we are.
No, a pony is fully grown. It's just a small horse. It's not like a pony is a baby horse. It's not like it goes like full pony horse.
They have thicker manes.
A pony centaur is called a centaurkin or a half pony.
A half pony?
A half pony, like half pony.
M. Night Shyamalan's the half pony.
Okay.
What's the twist? The twist is the part you thought was human was actually pony the whole time.
Okay. Wait, what do we have? Okay, so we have this saint. Okay. But the saint, it was also a patron saint of hunters, you said.
Metal workers.
Hunters, metal workers, and OBGYNs or something. I can't remember what it's.
Yeah, I was about to say, as somebody who grew up learning about the saints, a lot of the saints have a really long list of shit where it's like, how are they a patron saint of all these?
It's kind of like unions. You ever see like some unions represent like really weird like conglomerations of stuff? It's like that. It's like,
I feel like it's got to be like when you want to get in the Guinness Book of World Records now, you can just make up the weirdest shit. And they're just like, yeah, sure, we'll put a record for that. Pay us.
Hunters, mathematicians, opticians, and metal workers, okay. Which is a pretty much a wiki roulette of things to be the saint of.
Considering we got a pony, I think sticking with hunters and his rabies thing is a good starting off point. And this key was a thing that cured rabies. We could obviously make it more like a
magical,
all sorts of shit. Okay, he was a hunter. Maybe this is like a cricket boy. But you know, like a shitty kind of dude, and maybe he's like, I don't know. Every time I watch those old British movies, like Rules the Game, like these British people are always going hunting in the middle of the movie.
It's true.
There's always a break in the middle of the movie where they go hunting,
and it's a metaphor for either the aristocracy preying on the poor, or like it's just like a sort of
slow mo shot,
sexual metaphor. Yep. Yeah,
a lot of like shotguns tucked neatly under arms.
Yeah,
you know,
and maybe this guy is like all caught up in that kind of like shitty, you know, aristocracy or whatever. And on this hunt, he
comes face to face
with Mr. Pony.
With a pony, and he's like, and like about to draw down on the pony, looks at them, and
they're like, he's about to draw down the pony, and the guy's like, whoa, dude, we're hunting foxes. Why are you about to blast that pony in the face?
And the pony looks right at him, and his mouth moves, and he goes like, my friend, no.
I love the idea of this guy going on a fox hunt, and they turn the corner because they heard his gunshot go off, and they're like, it's just this pony
on
the
floor.
What
the fuck? You killed a pony. You
killed a pony.
It's a tourist pony, you ding-dong.
Okay.
They give rides.
Well, this has been Story Break. It's been our shortest episode yet.
I'm reading about Hubert, so I'm trying to just knock something loose. You guys keep talking.
Well, how much easier would this have been if it was polo, right? Because the problem is ponies and cricket don't appear to have any sort of overlap. Whereas ponies and polo, I could see that, right? I could see big, strong horses and this little weak ponies trying to get on, you know? It's a little bit like a...
Okay, I have an idea. Okay. This is a little stupid, but... So I remember, I have vague memories of this movie from when I was a kid. Because my dad would take us to, like, my sister and I would want to go see Lion King or whatever. And my dad would be like, we're going to go to this art house movie that I read, like, kids would like. So we went and saw Secret of Rowan Inish, which is, like, Irish movie about, like, Selkies. Like, you know, like, the mm-hmm. seals and stuff. And, like, we saw this, like, kind of, like European kid movie stuff. But there was this one I remember about these two boys.
Your dad was trying to get you on weed, baby.
You're saying your weed movies as a kid.
That's my dad.
That's what that meant. Okay.
I just like, if you looked at my dad, you'd be like, oh, like he's a cop or something like that. Like anyway. Okay, so I have this vague memory of a movie about these two boys in a tenement in some dingy industrialist city.
Okay.
And through some contrivance, they wind up getting a horse. And they're trying to raise the horse in their
apartment. What time period?
I don't know. Like, it's like a early 20th century or something. Here's what I'm proposing. So I'm just glancing through the story of St. Hubert. And so he had this vision at one point when he was hunting in the woods. And he came up with all these rules about hunting and holding animals in higher regard and having compassion for them as God's creatures with a value in their own right. For example, the hunter ought to only shoot when a humane, clean, and quick kill is assured. He ought to shoot old stags past their prime breeding years and to relinquish as much as an anticipated shot on a trophy instead of euthanize a sick or injured animal that might appear on the scene. Furthermore, one ought never to shoot a female with young in tow to assure the young deer have a mother to guide them for food during the winter.
We wouldn't have had Bambi, though.
By the way, how much easier was it to become a saint back then? That, like, you could be a saint by just, like, yo, don't kill animals for no reason. And they're like, all right, that guy's pretty good.
There's more to St. Hubert's story than just
that. I'm just saying
it's
harder now. Nowadays, in order to become a saint, you got to, like...
Oh, yeah. You need to be, like, defy physics.
Yeah. Okay.
So okay. Anyway, saint takes aside. Here's my thought. You do our hotshot polo player, our cricket player, is on, you know, he's courting some English noblewoman, mm-hmm. and he's off gallivanting. You know, he's like a bit of a, you know, wild child. And while he's out frolicking on the hunt, he accidentally kills this mama pony.
Okay.
And then there's a baby pony. Like, I don't know if they have wild ponies or whatever. But here's what I'm saying. Is you do, he, Saint Hubert appears to him in a vision and is like, listen up, dumbass.
What the fuck, dude?
You killed this pony?
It shouldn't be a wild pony, but you don't reveal that till the end of the movie. And then it's like the person's like, this guy, this whole movie, somebody's trying to find the person who came over his yard,
and shot
the
pony,
and then stole the baby pony. Okay.
So to me, I'm like, it's a boy and his pony movie. And then he's got,
it's like a Santa Claus where he kills a pony. It's like, now you got to raise the kid.
Yeah, so it's like the, it was the sacred pony that he killed, and now the pony's child, like, he has to take care of it.
Okay.
And like, you know, or because if the pony dies, like, he's gonna go to hell or something. I don't know. Like,
okay.
The, and then, you know, if I'm taking care of the pony, he's gonna learn a lot of lessons about, you know, maybe not being such a jerk.
So what if instead
but, you
of
know, the team, the cricket team, you know, he owes all this money to like a English mobster, or the team is like, you know, they're like in the minor leagues of cricket, right? And like, you know, they've got to, so he's still got to go win the season.
Well, so I want to tie those ideas a little bit. What if instead of like shooting a pony, which seems kind of weird, what if his cricket swing is so powerful, and during a game he knocks one straight through the double wicket in the 90, right?
Okay, here's what you do.
And
here's
then
what
he
you
fucking
do. Freddy,
murders.
It's like Roger Clemens and that bird.
Yes, 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 yes.
So, but
yes,
here's
yes.
what I'm gonna say. Here, Freddy.
Well.
Okay. So here's what you do. Is
yeah.
he's courting the girl in the English countryside, right? But there's also a cocky American baseball player
yes.
who's talking about how much better baseball is than cricket, and like how big American men with their huge bats can knock balls way farther than fucking cricket players or whatever. Right.
So it's like
so
a,
while they're out on the
pitch.
Forest,
the pitch.
He's like on the this isn't the pitch. This is like while he's out, they're like out in the forest somewhere, the woods, right?
Okay.
The and he's like he's trying to court and show off to this girl. He's like, "Bah, that's stupid. I can fucking hit a ball way further than that American baseball player." Then he picks up this rock and he cracks it with his cricket bat, and it sails through the air and it goes super far. But then it kills this pony dead, and
yeah,
there's this baby pony,
out.
And he has to raise the pony now.
Okay.
So what is the can we get the American in there? Like
I like raising the pony. The thing also that I like Freddie brought, because I don't know how this pony is involved in cricket, I could see a pony being involved in polo, which you could do maybe this guy, James Phillips, maybe you're doing him much later in life. Like, he never made it as a cricket player like he wanted to.
Well, did he make it as a cricket player? Did you just...
I already closed Wikipedia.
You might as well have just pulled up the page for a cricket player.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was, because all it said was that he played for Sussex. How does a pony get involved in cricket?
It could be the team mascot.
I was thinking it's more like a character piece. It's not like Rookie of the Year, but it's like, you know, it's more like Angels in the Outfield. Do you know what I mean? Where, like, the kid doesn't play cricket in Angels in the Outfield.
No, he plays baseball.
No, he doesn't play baseball in Angels in the Outfield. There's a kid. Angels in the Outfield is just angels show up to help a shitty baseball team.
There's a little bit, not to derail this, but there is an overlap between the saint, who was a saint of metal workers, and the Dartmoor pony, which was used by local tin miners. Like, it has been, it's like the working animal for tin miners.
Oh, so he looks over this town.
Yeah.
The spirit of Saint Hubert looks over this town.
Maybe Saint Hubert just rides this pony. Maybe he's like, you know, it's like Paul Bunyan and the bull.
Hold on. I'll do you one better.
Okay.
He hits the ball, and meanwhile, Saint Hubert is riding his pony and gets brained with this cricket bat and gets amnesia. And then, like, Saint Hubert's help, it's like the Santa Claus. He's like, you've got to be Saint Hubert now, and you've got to look over this tin working town, Mr. Fancy Pants cricket player. And again, it's like a charming little small town story, you know? And he helps him out by starting like a cricket team.
Okay, wait. So this guy kills Hubert's horse.
He kills
pony.
A saint.
He kills the saint. Well, he doesn't kill him. Like, he, you know, like the guy gets a wang on the head and then he's like,
he gets him back to heaven.
No, like he's like, you know, he's in traction. You do that, there's always been a Saint Hubert. Like, it gets past, I don't know, that's a Highlander.
I know
that's not how saints work.
Yeah, it's a Highlander. You have to cut off the head of the previous saint to assume their role. Yeah, that's how
I was going for more of like a Batman passing on the mantle type thing.
Yeah, Mother Teresa straight up sawed a dude's head off in order to get to be who she was.
It's just Dread Pirates Roberts is like, I am the fourth Saint Francis of Assisi. There's always a person who speaks to animals in every generation.
Dude, you could make that work. That could be a young adult novel for
sure. Dude, the Catholic Church would so get behind that. Like Saints, the original superheroes.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, that's a good idea for young adult series. Or, okay.
Right?
I wish I was still.
It's like Animorphs, but with Saints.
Yeah, well, it's Saints need to go find this. It's like Power Rangers, where they need to find the next Rangers, right? They leave those crystals, and then they get new teens with dudes.
Yeah.
Saints. They do their job, and they only last for so long, and they got to find some, like, St. Francis would be like, it's time. I'm going to pass on. I'm finally going to go to heaven. I have to find a kid who's worthy enough to be the next St. Francis.
Teens with twos, it's parishioners with piety.
Dude, Saints Animorphs.
I know you
is
like
really
that.
Good.
I know you like that one, though.
I would have eaten that shit up as a kid. It's like the Avengers.
Who's the saint of kicking ass?
None of them. There's, like, saints of, like, soldiers and stuff.
And stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. 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 That's what I mean.
Yeah. But then work metal and bullshit rabies ideas. And he became a saint.
Questionable medical practices.
Okay. All right. Let's. Okay.
We got zero and we're about 20 minutes in here.
Okay. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
All right. So.
How cocky, Will. Painter's saint of confidence.
Okay. I don't know if I can buy. Have you guys seen Cricket?
Yeah.
The ball doesn't. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, but he's not. No. It's not during a cricket match. That's why I'm saying he's showing off.
Yeah,
he feels.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, this American baseball player is like, oh, American baseball players are way better than cricket players.
It's Babe Ruth.
It's Babe Ruth, right? Whatever the time difference is. He's a time lord. Babe Ruth is like, yeah, like, you guys can't even hit the ball that far. He's like, I can hit the ball way. It doesn't. All it takes is just dumb muscle to hit a ball far. And then so the guy proves it by cracking a dinger.
And then he hits the bone here, St. Hubert.
And then I don't know if he knocks out St. Hubert and becomes St. Hubert. That was just an idea I was throwing out there. I was just putting that out there just to see how you guys felt about it. But
Dad,
I like.
Dad,
right.
Is St. Hubert's coming this year and giving me a magical key to cure my rabies?
Santa Claus is a saint, right?
Yeah.
So, like, there's a new Santa Claus in the Tim Allen movie, The Santa Claus, so why can't you do the same thing with St. Hubert? And he's the patron saint. And it's this weird stuff, right? It's like, again, what was it? Mathematicians and metal workers, and he has to go around doing all this, like, saint stuff to, like, help these people when they pray to him.
Yeah,
do you pray to saints?
Santa Claus wins the fucking saints game, by the way. Like, bar none.
He's like, so, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody else is like, maybe saints could choose what they are. He's like, yo, I'm the smart one. I'm the saint of giving gifts.
Hunters, mathematicians, opticians. Like, well, opticians make glasses. What does an optician do?
Or eye stuff. Yeah.
Oh, so, and he has to learn a noble. Okay, so here's what it is. He beans Saint Hubert, and then St. Hubert's like, you're a dumbass. You need to learn a thing or two. It's like Bruce Almighty, right? He's like, you're going to be saint for a day while I rest my weary head and get this dog bump off my noggin, right? So then you do that. He has to learn something from hunters, from mathematicians,
from
opticians, and from metal workers, right? And
it's by helping each.
And his goal essentially is to get to go because he's got the big game today, right? He's got the big game at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And so he's got to go ride around on this pony and help these people in need because it's his magic pony. That's how he gets around. Like, again, Santa Claus has his magic sleigh, right?
Yeah.
So St. Hubert has his magic Dartmoor pony.
A very
hardy
breed.
And then so you do a whole funny scene where he's got to, like, get the pony to, like, let him ride him and he keeps getting bucked off or whatever. But you do this guy. Has all these character flaws, and over the course of the day, he's gonna help all these people, and he's gonna be a better guy by the end.
Through the, what, like, the power of cricket?
You know, and it's a classic because it's like the beginning, or we show him in our status quo, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like he's the hot shit cricket player, right? And then he has his Mean Joe Green moment where, like, the little kid's like, good game, Saint. I mean, good game, Joseph Phil. What's his name, James Phillip?
Boy, Mr. Phillips.
There's like a little Cockney street urchin who wants his autograph, and he like flicks his cigarette and gets
Here's
he's like, hey kid, catch.
Okay. I just want to make sure we honor St. Hubert correctly because it feels like what he's most known for. The famous St. Hubert.
Of the one paragraph of his Wikipedia page that I read.
Okay, here's my idea. I was just double checking. So for those who don't know, I have anxiety, and I had a pretty weird week where I essentially went manic about thinking I was going to get rabies. So I know a lot about rabies. So, look, rabies they didn't come up with a cure for rabies till after James Phillips died, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm thinking. like, I want to use that key that cured rabies, quote unquote, okay. Which it did not, because that would not do anything. I feel like he gets a second chance. Like, Hubert comes to him in the forest and says, if you, whatever it is that you want Hubert to do, if you become a better person, mm-hmm. if you promise to become a better person, right? It's the classic, making a deal with God. Like, God, you know.
I'll cure your rabies?
Yes, I will cure rabies. And he burns him with the key. And he burns him with a key, and then he's a better person. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the movie, Saber's like, yo, this shit don't cure rabies.
That's so cynical.
No. But it's like Ikaru. But it's okay because he spent the last 7 months of his life
slowly going insane.
So it could be like
person.
A tripped out French druggy movie.
No, he can be cured. But I feel like it should be that bargain. Like, I will cure you if
he's like,
blank.
Don't you see? You've never had rabies.
And then he's got this like cool scar, like a superhero. He's got this like cool key scar.
So
cool
wait, what are you proposing exactly? I don't think I quite follow.
Well, I'm saying similar things, just instead of him just hitting the same in the head.
I want to know how that American baseball player factors
I
into
like,
it.
But there's this something about the, like, you could do the similar thing where it's like some.
All right, so you're saying he's out goofing around and he gets bit by a fox or something like that.
Yes, a similar thing. He still does some, whatever his character flaw is, gets him in a situation where, yes, he's trying to show off, he hits the ball really far, and then he's got to go off to get in, and he gets bit, and he's going to fucking die, mm-hmm. and then he begs for help, and then the saint comes and says, like, and
well,
then, yeah.
Well,
if you're not such an asshole, cure my magic key.
Because that's what saints do. They threaten, they give you ultimatums for whether they're going to help you or not.
No, well, that would be the lesson, is like, he was going to cure him anyways, or whatever it is. Yeah. Or the cure was
really
in your
have
heart.
Rabies.
Or he didn't really have rabies, because the key, he was like, secret, this key doesn't fucking work. He just didn't have rabies in the first place. But aren't you a better person now, or whatever? Or he can just be, I just don't quite get, like, he just has to become St. Hubert or something.
I mean, because it's like, he's got to be, someone's got to help all the mathematicians. And
yeah, there's like a kid with a geometry homework. He's like, oh, I don't know what A squared plus B squared is.
Do you know what I mean? And now he's got to go do it, right? As opposed to, like, St. Hubert just arbitrarily giving him a bunch of deeds to do. Like, you know what? It just feels a little more organic to me.
Yeah, because it's like, it's the Santa Claus archetype. It's the, he's got a fucking long list of geometry homework and metal workers that he's got.
I mean, that's, okay. Well, I understand the comparison to Santa Claus, but there's a lot of things St. Hubert's lacking compared to.
Like what?
Like a thing he does.
He goes around and helps these people. He rides around on his magic Darmor pony.
He's a cure for fucking rabies. What does Santa bring you? A bunch of fucking wooden toys? The other one saves your life with a key.
Well, we know that back 15 years ago, if Will's dad had an option between Santa Claus or an artsy film where they go and help mathematicians, Will's dad would have made him go see the movie where the kids, I want to see Tim Allen go and have to deliver presents to all the girls and boys. Yeah, but there's also this one about a guy who's got to go help mathematicians.
In the 19th century.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what
I'm not trying to railroad you, Matt.
No, I know. That's fine. I was just trying to think of what he does. Okay.
Okay, all right. So hear me out. Act one, right? And we do that. This guy, again, we give him, like, you know, he wants to be MVP this season, right? And then he's going to be the most valuable
MVC,
person.
Most valuable cricketer.
He's going to be the most venerated parishioner by the end of the story. So he skips church to go practice cricket.
Okay.
Go get me swing, Dal. He's like, I don't have time for God. I'm too busy hitting dingers or whatever you do in cricket. He's very cricket focused. He wants to, you know, he's all about himself, and he wants to X, Y, or Z, right? And then while he's out doing that, right, and he's blown off, you know, his parents, and he's, you know, being self-absorbed, he hits this ball, and it goes super far, and he hears like an, ah! And he's like, oh, shit, I gotta go get my ball back because I went out to go do this by myself and no one was with me. It's kind of like a Scrooge kind of story. Picture it that way. And he goes out into the forest and he finds this, old man, who's, on the ground and he's rubbing his noggin or I don't know exactly how the mechanism works. Right.
Okay.
But it's like the, or you do. Okay. So, oh, no.
Cause he skips church. Cause again, it is organic because the God is a God character comes and presents the quest or whatever. It'd be skips church and he goes fucking in the back to practices zingers or whatever you're calling them, and then again he's doing it on the field by himself and he gets bit by something, and then
I just don't know that this ticking clock of needing to, of having rabies is like
no it's not adding- ticking clock he cures him right there. It's a he makes a deal with And then it's like, is it going to be for the
right
reasons?
There's something transformative to me about him having to become a saint and do the duties of a saint. Do you know what I mean? That beyond it just being like this arbitrary somebody's just saying, you have to go do this, this, and this. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's something kind of... So, like, again, like, bear with me. Like, the guy's on the ground. He's been knocked out, right? And he's like, oh, shit, what's going on? And then this angel comes down. He's like, what the fuck? You knocked out Saint whoever, right? And he's like, Saint Hubert. And he's like, you've got to go do Saint Hubert's job or the whole country's going to fall apart. And he's like, oh, man, but I got to get back to my baseball game. And he's like, you know, he casts a spell on him so he looks exactly like Saint Hubert. No one's going to know it's him. And the only way he's going to be able to get out of it is if he does the I don't know, something like that. I guess it's maybe a little shaky.
Saint Hubert's on his way to being venerated, which is what it is when you, right? That's when you become
canonized. You're the Catholic one, man. Yeah.
Canonized. But you can't be canonized still after you're dead. So maybe in order to become canonized,
you have to kill me.
Priest,
you must kill
me. Saints drop down from heaven and they go to the Vatican. And he's on his way to getting canonized, and I don't know. Okay.
What if he, it's like a kid in King Arthur's court, or a Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's court, and you do, he cracks the ball, and it bounces her way down some wacky corner. It's like an Alice in Wonderland thing. And he follows it down this hill, and then he tumbles down the hill and hits his head. And when he wakes up, he's in 1690 or whatever, when St. Hubert was around.
Okay.
And he, it's the same thing, but it's like to get back home. He's
bear with
do it.
Me. This, okay. I got it.
Okay. You guys, I really hope you're right.
You guys have seen, just bear with me. You guys have seen the movie Sandlot.
Yes.
The end. Instead of the big dog, it's a pony.
Is this the actual thing?
Yeah, and instead of the blind guy, it's a saint sitting there. And then this is young James Phillips before he became the famous cricket boy. And he hit the ball over the thing, and they're all scared of this guy. But little they know that this guy is this mad mathematician, scientist guy who's eventually going to become a saint. And the end.
Okay, wait, what?
It's just
Matt just wants to transpose the Sandlot and make it it's just the cricket pitch.
Yeah, then they end up learning about being a good, like, they have all this, like, judgment about
this. I don't understand. So you're saying, like, he hits a cricket ball and it's, like, signed by Dr. Cricket himself, Dr. Cricket.
Yeah.
And it bounces into St. Hubert from the middle fucking of the European, like, this guy from the
16th. Yeah, we're conflating that. St. Hubert now lives in
And he lives next door to him in Crickleyford on the Derbyshire.
Yes.
And
all the kids are scared of him because there's all these, like, weird metal work. Because, again, they hear all these clangs and yells because he's kind of clumsy and he hurts himself. They're all terrified of this guy, just like, because they don't understand him. But then he's actually this really nice guy who's going to teach these kids a valuable lesson.
But that's first of all, that's like the last act of the Sandlot.
Yeah.
It's not like the whole movie.
But, like, they're scared of this, like, terrifying pony who's got rabies. They think this pony's got rabies. And that's okay.
Then they have to take that burning key and brand the shit out of this pony to cure it.
All right. How much time do we have, Freddie?
We got 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's just go with, okay. Here's what I just need answered.
What's tripping you up?
What is he doing? Santa Claus, I get. You gotta go deliver presents or Christmas is ruined. That's very good. St. Hubert, is he alive?
Right,
is
here we
he
go,
a
here
saint?
We go.
And he's like, what he about? Gets pegged as like, hey, you need to keep doing my metal work.
What about this? What about this?
Or
about
talk
this?
To mathematicians,
what about this?
Otherwise,
what about this?
Blank.
What about this? Let's just remove the time thing, all right? The most important time that math was important in England was the cracking of the Enigma during World War II in Bletchley Park by Alan Turing and all of the great mathematicians there. Maybe he was on the way to be like, this is that's helping the war effort. So if he doesn't get there, Germany wins.
I mean, that's crazy, but at least here's
I see
what
you
crazy
mean.
About it, because, like, it's not about, I get the transformation thing, but what I get from you have to be a good person or I'm not going to cure you, not saying that's great, but, like, I'm like, okay, I get what he has to do, mm-hmm. because he has to be a good person, otherwise he breaks this oath that he made. Right now, if it's just he becomes St. Hubert, I just don't know what becoming St. Hubert has him do. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't even know if it's like St. Hubert is like this ghost, you know, that's wandering around or whatever. Like, I get what you have to do when you become Santa, and then you also got the juxtaposition.
Okay, all right. Then we got to build out St. Hubert. Okay, so here's what we do. Okay, so ideas. Is there, like, a St. Hubert's Day? And on St. Hubert's Day, like, St. Hubert can come down to Earth and answer the prayers.
Solve any math problem.
He can solve any math problem.
To Freddie's point, they need a... Sorry for everybody who actually solved the Enigma, but they pray. You cut to Churchill. And he prays. He's like, dear God.
Winston Jeff here.
Dear God, we need the greatest mathematician. And I don't mean Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley. We need the greatest mathematician alive in order to solve this enigma. And then God's like, well, I guess usually I don't interfere in these things. But, you know, I'm technically not interfering if I wink, wink, let St. Hubert go down there. And, you know, whatever you want to do, St. Hubert. And St. Hubert's on his way to solve the enigma. And then this cricket player hits him in the head.
And derails God's attempt to save.
And God, instead of finding the second place mathematician, is like, well, now you have to do it. I don't know anything about math. I just play cricket. And then you're going to have that scene where he realizes, where he solves geometry. They're like, no, you just got to think of it like a cricket field. It's easier to teach a cricket player math than teach a mathematician how to play cricket. It's just Armageddon. This also takes place in 780, 1880, and World War II all at the same time.
St. Hubert. All right. So, okay. So if you're one of these things that he protects, right? Opticians, mathematicians, whatever, right? Yada, yada, yada. Like, what do? You pray to St. Hubert if you want help, right? You're like, hey, St. Hubert, inspire
hook me up.
You know, make our tin smelt faster. I don't know. God.
Okay, I thought you saying it that way, where it's like praying for help from a saint.
Yeah.
Right. Growing up, now I'm going to forget all the names, but we used to carry like a pendant from a certain saint for when you travel to protect you. It's not St. Peter. And then you also prayed to a saint to find something. But so how about that? How about Phillips prays for his big game? He prays to the saint of athletes or whatever. I'm pretty sure there's a saint of athletes, but the messages get crossed and God sends them the wrong saint. So he looks like Saint Hubert comes out. He's like, all right, good. I need help with this cricket. I need help with my swing. He's like, what? I'm here to, I mostly know math and
like metal
and I can fix your glasses or whatever. And then it's like a buddy movie.
So then it's like Saint Hubert is this shitty saint.
You're here, but yes, that means. And then there's some other saint.
It cuts to the Enigma guy trying to crack the Nazi code, and he's like, I can teach you how to do a flip.
I can tell you good, like, you know, fit body, fit mind, and then you find out that, like, that's where that came from, is this guy's like.
Okay. All right. Well, we've certainly driven this thing around the old story circle.
Look, if we can
Saint Sebastian's the patron saint of, like, archers and sports.
Okay, Saint Sebastian.
So he was like, yo, Saint Sebastian,
I gotta be able to whack this wicket hella bad. And then meanwhile, Alan Turing's like, Germany will win the war unless we bring forth a patron saint of Saint Hubertus. I require your help in this time.
And then
to
it
Britain's
cuts to
all our
fucking Apex Legends. Saint Hubert and Saint Sebastian both dropping.
Where are we dropping?
Where are we dropping? And
both
then
England,
they conk
baby.
Into each other mid drop.
Hey, don't ping three different places. Pick one place to ping. Where are you guys pinging?
And that's why
you ping in Sussex. Where are we dropping?
Oh, and it's a story's told throughout time because they both drop and it's like. Time and space are meaningless.
Oh, that's there. You go. That could thread the needle.
I'm here. I'm here to help you, Alan Turing.
Okay.
Show me your swing. Sorry, what?
Okay.
And you know what's cool?
All right, here we go. Hold on, Freddie. All right. So yes, it's like what was that Wachowski movie?
Cloud Atlas.
So we're all over time and space, right? But you do, it's the saints, right? So what you do is, okay, yes, in 18 whatever, cricket player, it prays to Saint Sebastian. In 1942, Alan Turing prays to, God, this is so freaking weird, and prays to the saint of math, the Saint Hubert, to help him win the war, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So then you do, and then, but meanwhile... Adolf Hitler prays to the devil to grant him aid because he knows that the allies are tapped into supernatural forces, right? So then you do, there's this.
Ayaku, create a portal and send St. Hubert back to the past.
So yeah, Hitler prays to Aku or to Cthulhu or whatever, right? Okay, so they cross paths, right? So then we cut to the 1800s and this idiot fucking selfish cricket player who's really praying to God to win his cricket game. And it's like, fuck you, dude, right? Like, St. Hubert comes. He's like, yes, I'm here to answer your prayer. And he's like, what are you doing here? And then, yes, and then St. Sebastian winds up in World War II.
And then so Hubert's trying to find his way back to the future.
He's trying to find his way to where he's supposed to be, because otherwise this whole world's going to end, right?
Yes.
And so he needs
So what you're saying is this movie ends with somebody need to make it where he needs to win this cricket game.
And that's tied into
or Hitler wins World War II in the future.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes, agreed. Yes.
Yes.
So the only way Hubert can get back to the future, so he needs to get back there, otherwise Hitler's going to he's like, you don't understand. He's like, oh yeah, I know wars. Wars are fun. Like, you know, you just go to some colonial island and take them over and like 10 people die.
No,
like, no, you don't understand.
This
the future.
Is the greatest war.
Giant machines. People will be murdered. He's like, sure, whatever. I need to win this cricket game.
Okay,
so
he's a cricket player who's like, it's like one of when, like, you know, Babe Ruth is having a slump, right? Yeah. So he hasn't been able to hit a cricket home run for whatever that is for a really long time, right?
He hasn't been able to hit a cricket in a
while. So he has to, and then, okay, so he's trying to work on his swing, right? And yes, and St. Hubert can't go back until this guy hits a home run, or whatever the cricket version of a home run is, because that's what he plays, like Mr. Meeseeks, right? Like, he has to help him. So, but then he has to use his,
he has to use his mathematics,
your eyesight's bad, I gotta make you some glasses, right? And
the first metal cricket bat.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then meanwhile, so then it's like the
Okay. Bear with me.
I feel like we've lost sight of the pony, but let's get back to that.
He rides a pony.
Okay,
St. Hubert shows up on a pony.
The time-traveling pony.
He is a pony.
Okay, bear with me. Hubert does not get back to the future. He finds out that's like your low point. He realizes it's not going to happen, right? But this is a little bit of that time travel paradox shit. You find out the person that James Phillips playing against, his rival, is like the great-great-grandfather of Alan Turing. And somehow you make it, he has to throw, like, you have to do that, like, he has a choice to, like, win the game or do something that's going to, like, incept the idea that's going to let Turing solve the enigma in the future.
So it's either he's going
to win the game or he's going to have to, like, lose.
Wait a second. When was Alan Turing born?
Turing was born 1912.
Fuck. Damn. I was gonna be like, it could be like a,
like he watches like, the game and is so inspired.
Or it's like Back to the Future, right? Where like I don't know, except like Alan Turing was gay, so like I was like, I'm like, oh, he's gonna kiss the girl. But it's like, no, it'd be like he has to, like, I don't know.
It's like you cut to the video and Alan Turing's like, wait a second, I think I figured it out. I remember when I was 6 years old, I watched this cricket match. And this is like the scene of
the
Beautiful Mind.
Said, Alan Turing. This is the coat to be.
Well, the Beautiful Mind, the guy's like, he's like drinking water and he sees like some reflections. He's like, I figured out game theory.
So they get their wires crossed. We're sticking with this. We're stuck with this. Okay, so James Phillips prays for a baseball to get out of his baseball slump.
Yeah,
and
cricket.
For his cricket slump. Sorry, anyone who
is offended by his calling cricket baseball.
So he wants to get out of his slump, and God sends him. He's trying to send him St. Sebastian, right? Yeah. But then the devil pulls a switcheroo, and St. Hubert winds up going instead, right? And then St. Sebastian gets sent to World War II. So far, so good.
So far, I love it.
So, okay. And then, all right, so now St. Hubert, the goal is St. Hubert has to get back to, they got to undo the switch. And for your main character, he's like, yeah, because I need St. Sebastian to help me win this game. I don't want you. I want the other guy, right? So they got to figure out how to get St. Hubert where he's supposed to go. And maybe it's like St. Hubert's got to charge up by helping people. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he doesn't, he's got to do a miracle. He has to help someone perform a miracle in order to get enough time travel juice to go back home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So then the two of them have to perform a miracle together, right?
Okay.
And then so they're trying to figure out how to make that happen. And maybe the miracle is going to be this team winning a game, or he thinks it's going to be the team winning the game, but maybe the miracle is like they inspire hope in a child.
And that child?
Like, and that child is Alan Turing, who is... I wish the timelines matched up!
Whatever. Great.
How do you square this circle? Because it's close. Because then you would do... They try to perform the miracle, and then it doesn't work, or whatever, right? I don't know what even... Okay, but what would the miracle be? Let's just lay down track. We're moving, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, we've got to perform a miracle, right? And he's like, you need to perform a miracle, right?
The only miracle I care about is winning the championship, essentially.
Is it like he has to help him solve whatever his problem is in order to get back, right? All right, to circle back just to the character's growth, I think it's like he's a selfish dick, right? Yeah. Who's like, his real problem, his real reason
he's
he
too
can't...
too focused on
he, and again, maybe it's
himself.
Like he prays to get out of his slump, right?
Yeah.
So you do the biggest nerd of the Saints, right? Like, this is the nerdiest Saint around, has to help this jock get out of his slump, right?
Yeah.
And it's like and he's like, I don't know anything about cricket. Like, I'm not even from around your time period or whatever. But he's like, I do know about being unhappy, right? And so maybe he's got to, like, help this guy figure his life out, right? Something like that?
You could do, like... Well, I was trying to get with, and yes, I think this is the way to do, but what I was trying to get with in terms of like the rabies thing, or at least something, is to get kind of this like sin of this person not understanding or not, like, and being selfish. So, like, if you had it, for example, I'm just trying to think of a scene where it's like, let's say his life's on the rocks for a lot of reasons. Like, all he cares about is that he can't hit a cricket home run anymore, right? Mm-hmm. But you do, like, his son is sick, like, they're going to lose their home, the wife has a problem too. There's all these different problems. And he goes to a priest and he's asking, like, for help or whatever. You'd have the priest say something like, that's a very busy man, but I think you need to really think about what's the most important thing to you and pray to God and he'll guide you. And it's like, so think about all those things that's going wrong and think about. And what does he do? He's like, hey, God, help me hit a cricket home run. And it's like, and then through the course of the movie, he's going to realize all these other things are more important.
So Saint What's-His-Face, St. Hubert, shows up, right? Yeah. He's like, oh, I think the wires got crossed. He's like, oh, no, I got to do this really important thing. You do this. Like, they're like, well, shoot, we got to figure out how to get this fixed, right? Because I need the guy who can help me with my swing, right?
Okay.
And this is the twist, because you think that the devil thinks he pulled a switcheroo, but God really knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
all along,
God's
right?
Like,
it's like one of those.
You screwed up.
So you do
did
that.
I?
St. Hubert comes to live with his family, and they pretend, it's like Elf, right? Like, it's, and then they pretend that, like, it's his dotty old grandpa, right? Like, you guys never met my grandpa, you know, Hubert, right? And so then Hubert lives with the family, and, like, again, he's got the wife, he's got the two kids, he's got this pony, like, this old man with a pony is gonna live with us now, like, don't ask why, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like you know, a little subplot, like, the kid's got a thing going wrong, and then, like, he reconnects with his son, you know, there's the problem,
I have that Tetris piece, you built the whole thing, I'm about to drop the four block with the kid. This is a little similar, but look, we've always joked that is we got to make a Christian movie. Well, we just did. Mm-hmm. This is about faith, okay? Phillips doesn't believe in God anymore. He cares. He just believes in himself and in sport, right?
Yeah.
He's in this slump, and it's affecting his whole family. His son prays so hard. God, please help my father. I just want my family to be happy again. If he can just hit one more home run, maybe he'll come home and we'll have a nice family dinner. But he doesn't believe in God anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't come to church.
You come to heaven,
and
they're like, and you know, they pass saints around to solve all these problems.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't spare a saint for this guy doing a home run. We're like, but this kid's so sincere. Like, can we just pass him? Who's the worst saint? Like, who's somebody who's not doing anything?
Who's in the B leagues?
So they send Saint Hubert down, right?
Yeah.
And he shows up in the kid's bedroom. He's like, who are you? I'm Saint Hubert. I'm here to help. The dad comes in. The kid's like, Dad, listen, Saint Hubert's here to help. He's like, there's no such thing as saints. And he, like, swings behind him and hits him on the head, and all of a sudden he becomes corporeal, and now he's stuck on earth. It'd be like his pride and his disbelief makes the saints stuck here. So now they're stuck with this kooky old man who's Saint Hubert, and the kid's trying to convince his dad that this guy's going to teach him something. And throughout the movie, it's all about regaining his faith again, and Hubert can't leave until James Phillips believes in God again.
Oh, here's what it is. Matt, it's this. Okay, here's what it is. You do the same thing you put this. The son prays for a saint to come down and help his father, right? And then you do, the father walks in, and he thinks an intruder has broken into the house. And so he bonks Saint Hubert
with
on the head. With
his
cricket bat, right?
Yeah.
And then Saint Hubert goes unconscious, right? Or he's bed-laden now. And he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, I have to do my Saint Hubert stuff while I'm... Someone has to do my Saint Hubert stuff while I'm recovering, or I'll never get out of here. And you'll never win your game because I cursed your cricket bat when you bonked me on the head or whatever. All my saint power went into your cricket bat. I don't know. There's some sort of contrivance there. So now he has to do all of St. Hubert's stuff for a day before the big game to do the thing.
Yes, I would do that. He's become such a delinquent father that the son who needs whatever it is, help on a science project or whatever, prays to God and for a saint instead of his dad, because his dad's like, sorry, kid, too. I knew I said I was going to help you, but I can't. So he calls for a saint. And that's the sin that causes in the first place. He comes in, hits to the saint on the head, thinks he's an intruder. And then, yes, like, whatever the contrivance, the magical contrivance is like, you now need to fucking do all these nice things.
Oh,
which you... also your son is the person that was asking for this in the first place.
Okay, yes. This is very good. Because here's what you do. When he bonks St. Hubert on the head with his cricket bat, their talents swap. So St. Hubert's super good at cricket now, okay, but has lost his ability to help this kid's son, right? But yes. Now the dad has got to use his powers to help the son and help the town. Or, you know, he's got to answer prayers or whatever so that they can switch back. And then St. Hubert can go back to... He's got to perform the miracle that the son asked for, right?
Yes.
Then they'll be able to switch back and he'll get his cricket powers back and he'll be able to go to the big game.
Yes.
And then, so meanwhile, you have this ticking clock of, like, the baseball team finds out what happened. And they're like, all right, I don't care. St. Hubert, you're going in. You're going to go in the big game. And he's like, oh, gee willikers. So then the ticking clock is like St. Hubert's like warming up and getting ready to go up to bat, right? And it's like, if I don't do this, St. Hubert's going to fucking steal my thunder and I'm going to lose my job.
And then maybe his ending is that
he lets St. Hubert hit that big dinger.
Hit that
dinger. Yeah.
So that he could be at, so he can make it to his son's science fair project.
Oh, and then here's what you
science
do.
Science fair.
Oh, here's what you do. Oh,
his
horse, I got it, I got
his
it, I got
horseshoe
it.
Fair.
Okay. So he's got to help his kid with the science fair project. Yeah. And meanwhile, he's got to help all the kids, Frank, because the kid is part of a team, right? So he's got to help the team of bratty kids, right? And they're all fighting with each other. And he's got to use the powers of metallurgy to help them, you know, rebuild their thing. And he's got to resolve the beef between two of the kids. And he's got to build new glasses for the kid that got picked on. You know, yeah. He's got to heal this team. He realizes, like, even though they had the science project, it's great. He's got to heal the team so that they can go out and get an A. Because if they don't get an A, they're all going to fail and they're not going to be friends again. Okay, so that's what the dad's quest is. And then meanwhile, you're saying at the beginning, St. Hubert is like the saint who gets shat on all the time by the other saints. Because saints are mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, like, St. Hubert, like, his problem is he lacks confidence.
It's, like, 10-year, like, once you become a saint, they can't de-saint you, so you can, like, just
all the new saints
St. Hubert is in
shit.
A slump himself, do you know what I mean? And, like, he hasn't been doing good at saint stuff because he's in his own head. He doesn't have the confidence. He doesn't believe in himself.
And also, nobody wants
He has faith in
anymore.
God, but he does not have faith in himself. Yeah, and that's what God keeps trying to teach
once
him.
Once they discovered the rabies vaccine, kind of nobody had any purpose
Well, I don't
for
even
anymore.
Think it's that the no, other saints kidding. Are the other saints are mean. It's just that St. Hubert is intimidated by all, like, St. Francis is the saint of animals. I'm the saint of mathematicians.
Yeah, all the new saints are coming in. The whole new batch.
Saint Francis
like,
kind of ruined the whole saint of hunting thing.
So he's it's really awkward between him and Saint Francis. So he feels really nervous, right? So then he is going to be again. It's like the ticking clock, right? Is like while he's off helping his son with his math homework, Saint Francis, like the team finds out and is training with the team, right? And he's going to have to go in the big game, right? And he starts to care. All the guys on the team are really talking him up, and he like starts to feel confident in himself. But then at the climax, he gets the son's team ready, right? And then the miracle happens and their powers switch back, right? But it's like, he's like, no, I'm going to go be there at my son's presentation to cheer him on. You've got to go hit that big home run for me in cricket style, right?
Yes.
And then, but St. Hubert is like, but I don't have your powers anymore.
I can't do it.
He's like, no, you do. It's all in here. That's what you taught me. You've just got to believe in yourself.
It's like, so dude, then you became a saint. You got this.
Yeah, so then he goes out, and so then you do the dad is there for his kid, and the story is reconciled because he cheers his kid on in the science fair project. He's healed the team. They finished their science fair project, but his son is still super nervous about going up on stage,
It's
right?
a jousting competition.
And then
he needs to use the pony, and they need horseshoes for the pony. It's a jousting competition. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, it's not science fair. It's definitely horseshoe making and whatnot.
Or some 4-H club, whatever. The thing that they're doing. It's like, yes, they're doing a reenactment of a medieval battle. What was it? St. Crispin's Day.
Yeah.
So then his kid has to give the Henry V speech. They're putting on Henry V. That's what it is. Okay. Yes. He's got to get them ready for opening night, right? Because the son is like, you know, in praise to.
Oh, but I can't see my lines.
Okay.
It's
so he's
hard to read.
It's like High School Musical meets Angels in the Outfield in the 19th century.
Yeah.
So he's getting his kid and his friends all ready for this play that they're going to put on, right? And then so they're ready on opening night, but then the son's got the jitters. So the curse has been lifted. He's got his cricket playing powers back, but he's like, no, I'm gonna go watch my kid in this play. Like, that's more important because I've never been there for him. I gotta be there for him. You've gotta go win that game. And so the climax is the kid nails the monologue. St. Hubert hits the cricket home run, and then, you know,
cross cuts. This is how we get everything in, gentlemen. The beginning starts in heaven, and they're passing out assignments. And Hubert, to show that he doesn't have any confidence in himself, he goes straight for, like, the lowest level. Like, kid needs help at science or project. That's what I do. And then the end of it, God's like, all right, this is a tough one. Alan Turing's asking for help. And Hubert's like, I'll take that one. And he grabs it.
Oh my God.
In front of St. Francis and goes, don't, I got this.
St. Francis is like, I don't know what I would have done.
I would have done anything with this. Like, damn, Hubert's got his groove back.
And then, yeah, Hubert's got his groove back and the son and the father are reunited.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. I cannot believe we pulled that one off. I think we might have had a little help from whatever the story
patron
saint is on
saint
that one.
The podcast.
Saint Lee Brackett, the patron saint of stories.
Saint Woo. Jesse.
Saint Jesse.
Saint Thorne, the patron saint of podcast. Big ups to Saint Thorne for helping us out on that one. We're going to air out this van a little bit. And when we come back, who knows? Who knows, baby?
Who knows?
Have you ever watched a movie so bad you just needed to talk to somebody about it?
Well, here at the Flophouse, we watch a bad movie and then talk about it.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. We'll watch it and we'll talk it. We do the hard work.
Featuring the beautiful vocal talents of Dan McCoy,
Stuart Wellington,
and me, America's Rascal, Elliot Kalin.
New episodes every other Saturday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts, dude. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bottom of the cricket inning, cricket bases loaded. Here's the cricket pitch, and James Phillips has lost the cricket match.
Dear God, please help me and me schoolmates put on Henry V. I would ask me pa, but he's too busy playing cricket, isn't it?
Bonjour, child. My name is Saint Hubert.
Oi, what's all this said?
Dad, you wanker, you just knocked out Saint Hubert.
Ugh, my head. Why is it so full of cricket knowledge?
Wait a tick. If you're good at cricket now, but then that means... Oh, bugger! He was a 19th century cricket champ, and he was the patron saint of metal workers. And when these two switch powers, they, what's that sound?
Why, that sounds like a truck, and a cop, and a shark!
Sit along!
Crazy. Well, 99 episodes of Story Break and Shark Cops and Trucks is the best thing we've ever done. Huh? It took 99
Shark
for us to get there.
Shark Cops and Trucks.
It's just really such a perfect formulation of so many ideas, so many political ideologies.
To everyone who was hoping for a full trailer for the actual episode, thank you for indulging us this week as we, I think we had to get that out of our system.
No, sorry. You're welcome. Thank you. How dare you? We served them up a little audio treat. Now we got to figure out what we're going to do for Max Fun Drive
now.
No,
there's nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Where are we on the fan art front, Will?
We got a very awesome piece of fan art from our good friend 8, who on Twitter, who drew some adorable renditions of the octopus family from Squishy, the messy little octopus.
I particularly like
the octo stubble on the Monster Matt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Octopus. So thank you very much to 8 for that.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us this week here at Story Break. Thank you to all of you out there for listening to us, writing reviews on iTunes, tweeting at us fan art, tweeting at us your names at RJ Story Break. And for those of you engaging in the discussions every week on our Facebook group at bit.ly/StoryBreakFB. Thank you also to MaximumFun.org for having us on their excellent podcast network. You can check out us and a whole bunch of other excellent shows at MaximumFun.org. And we're coming up on the Maximum Fun Drive, by the way. We got to figure out
that's right. Yeah, we have a very special, very special, special episode.
Yeah, that we're putting together for that.
You'll be hearing more about it soon.
Yeah. That's it for this week, everybody. So until next time. Oh, Matt's not here, by the way, because his baby was awake for 16 hours like a baller, like the baller that she is. So it's just us, me and Will. So until next week, I'm Freddie Wong. My recommendation this week, I just finished HBO's Succession by Jesse Armstrong, the guy who did like Peep Show. Really good. I really actually liked it. So, yeah.
And
Watch that one.
All right.
Will, watch it.
I will.
Watch it. I'm the one to talk to it with Will. Will, I need you to watch it because I don't have anyone to talk about it with. Will.
I will recommend me watching Succession. I'm Will Campos, and I will also recommend The Americans, which I just watched the pilot of. That was a good show.
Oh.
Good stuff, The Americans. I'm going through a bunch of old TV right now. Thanks, guys.
All right, folks. Until next week. Well, for our 100th episode, you better tune in.
Next week, the 100?
Next week's 100,
baby. Oh, my God. Tune in next week for hopefully a really good episode.
Fingers crossed. See you later.
Welcome back, and thank you, Dan, for that scathing report. As you know, Max Fun Drive is coming up March 18th to March 29th, which has some folks pretty excited. But as families around the world get ready to celebrate this season of giving, community, and quality podcasts, some are wondering if it's just too much.
Are they, though?
They are. Some people are all for comedy and culture, but with 45 shows offering hundreds of hours of bonus content, plus all the Max Fun meetups taking place around the world, some people think it's too much.
While other people think it sounds totally awesome.
I took my granddaughter to the mall to get her picture taken, and the mall pod fairy was short. And I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry, but everyone knows the pod fairy is tall.
Well, I think we should just leave it there. Until next time, here's the news you need to know. Max Fun Drive runs from March 18th through 29th. Be sure to listen to all of your favorite podcasts. I know I will.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.